Welcome to today's podcast. Thank you for tuning in. I really do appreciate all of my listeners. You know you have a story and the world needs it. The circumstances of your life have made and will continue to make you grow deeper and more authentic. None of us has had an easy life, and when you get down to it, no such thing exists. As Jesus said himself, in this world you have tribulations, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. He said it in John 16 verse 33. Real lives includes the joys we have celebrated as well as the sadness you have endured. So go ahead and know that your role be made up of your best moments and your worst ones. The question you have asked and the answer you have found. The battles you fought and the ones you are still fighting, as well as the defeats you have had to accept. Maybe your roar will be loud and confident, or it may be soft and sweet, depending on your personality. It might have the sound of spoken words, and maybe it will be expressed in some other way through what you paint, how you love your family, the way you sing, the way you dance, the way you do people's things or host a party. Your role will laugh sometimes and cry like a baby on others. It can comfort, it can correct, and it can communicate healthy choices and boundaries as needed. It will cheer from the stands or speak boldly when you are standing up for yourself or someone else. Sometimes it will cry out to God in desperation, and other times in an ecstatic praise. On the passing of years with God's grace, your roar will become a trusted source of wisdom, experience, and love for others. We have seen firsthand how a roar will change over time. Time and experience bring about growth. So in this my podcast, I want us to follow me, and we will share how we once had a particular sound that now sounds very different. In the case of my friends, her name is Lisa. Her voice was once harsh and even nasty. Since then, God has given her a compassionate, tender sound that comes across as more of a meal than a row. There was another friend of mine called Miss K. She hardly made a sound at all, except to agree with what people told her. No more. She since learned to use her voice quite well. Her voice have changed. Our voices have changed. Thanks be to God Almighty. And I believe that yours will change too. Let's pray this prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this morning. Oh Lord, I want to honor you with what that I do. Please help me grow and refine my voice so that I speak your truth and love anytime and anywhere I found myself. In Jesus' name, I pray this morning. Amen. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow.